1895, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your life. With an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
On America Outdoors Radio, we are talking to former Bassmaster Classic contender Daryl Gleason. He is also a pro staffer for Yamaha Pro Fishing and Yamaha Marine. Daryl, great to have you on the air.
Yeah, man, excited to be with you today.
So you've been really busy at the Outdoors Expo and the Yamaha booth. I know you wish you were fishing right now. How does it feel to be from the outside looking in?
Well, I've worked a lot of Bassmaster Classic Expos for sponsors, but this is the first one after having been a competitor. And I tell you, as a competitor, every pro I look at, we would rather be standing on our boats than standing on the carpet. But it's such a cool week. Like, to me, the Bassmaster Classic is all about the fans. You get a chance to be around the fans. So it's good to be out here to do this. It's the next best thing to fishing. So I'm grateful to be here representing Yamaha and all my other great sponsors.
So you're from Toledo Bend, and you actually do some guiding out there on Toledo Bend, I presume, for bass?
Yes, sir. Just bass, all freshwater, and I specialize in doing deep water fishing, electronic strain, and that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'll tell you what, folks, I couldn't consider a better opportunity than go on a guided trip with a person who's been in the Bassmaster Classic like Daryl. So I hate to do this. We weren't even going to talk about this, but I'm going to go there. What's your website if people want to book a guided bass trip with you?
You can find me on GleasonFishing.com, and you'll also see all the information there. I also do like an online class for electronics. We have a really good group, and it's a fun way to learn. A lot of us now like to learn from home in our own time, and so that was something I started a while back. I'm traveling doing the Elite Series, so I'm on the road so much now that was just a cool way to reach even more people in my electronics classes, so it was a fun deal.
I want to talk a little bit about your career. I was lucky enough to have dinner with you the other night and got to meet your very charming wife, and you used to be a school teacher. And you basically had enough of that, and you decided to become a professional bass angler. What did your wife have to say about that?
Well, I'm blessed, and I would say most of the anglers that do this for a career, they have family, very similar stories. But I was blessed, and my wife just jumped on board. She knew it was a dream of mine to fish professionally eventually. And for me, my route was, you know, teaching school and like probably many of your listeners, fishing on the weekends, fishing team trails, local team tournaments, local individual tournaments. And so as that dream become more of something I wanted to pursue, and I was kind of looking at teaching as this may not be something I want to do for 30 years. And so I made the transition over to becoming a fishing guide. And when I did that, I actually completed my master's degree in teaching and started my guide business at the same time. And my wife was kind of like, look, you got 1 year. Let's see what you can do with this. And it was life-changing for me because it's something I love, it's something I enjoyed, and it allowed me to make a better career for me and my family. So it was a blessed thing. I'm blessed that my wife was on board with that. I hate to know if it didn't go good that first year. You know, I wonder how that would have went.
But, yeah, I'm pretty sure you'd be back in the classroom.
Yeah. And look, that was, you know, it was different for me. I was giving up a teaching career. You know, it wasn't like I was giving up some corporate job, $200,000 a year or something. I could have went back and taught. And that's why I did finish my master's, because I wanted to make sure I had a solid backup idea if I needed it.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I mean, as a guide and as a person who's teaching people how to use electronics, you're still teaching. I would just say that maybe you're teaching a subject you love as opposed to a subject you had to teach.
Yeah, absolutely. And it changed come for me when I'm 39 years old now. I'm on the Elite Series. That changed come for me around 31, 32. And it was just at a point in my life where I could tell I wasn't as happy. I wasn't enjoying the teaching as much. And it just kind of, on a personal level, renewed my passion for fishing. And that's what I'm going through now that I'm on the Elite Series and got to fish the Bassmaster Classic last year. Same deal. Like, I'm so passionate about fishing that I love sharing that with people and trying to help people get better on the water. That's what we all want to do, is be better fishermen. So I love it.
Getting back to the Classic, I mean, you are in the Elite Series. You've been doing pretty well. Are you going to be at the Classic next year?
Well, we still have two events to go. Right now, as far as the points go, it's not looking real good for me this year. This is my first year out there, so I've had a little learning curve. But I do still have two Bassmaster Opens as well. And in the Bassmaster Opens, you win and you're in. So I can promise you I will do everything within my power to be fishing next year. Now, if I'm not, you'll see me at the expo. We'll get to visit. We'll probably do another interview, and I'll be happy as can be. But, man, as a competitor, the Bassmaster Classic is a special, special event to be a part of.
Oh, absolutely it is. You know, let's talk about something that's really helped you in your career in terms of, you know, from a financial point of view. Because you got to make your money, and one way to do it is to win. But another way to do it is to align with certain companies. You buy their products, and some of them have incentive programs. And one of those is Yamaha Pro Fishing, Yamaha Marine. They've got something called Power Pay. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, so the Power Pay program was actually come to fruition last year, and I was actually the lucky angler that got to win the first Power Pay check. So it's a real cool deal, and just to give you the quick, easy way of what Power Pay is, it's an owner's contingency program. If you own a motor, a Yamaha engine, 5 years or newer, you can register for free. You get a cool hat and a shirt and all those kind of goodies too. And then as you compete in sanctioned trails, if you're the highest finisher in the Yamaha Power Pay program, you can win the money.
Well, hold on. I want to talk about that for a second. Most incentive programs, you have to win.
Correct.
So this one, you don't have to win.
Yeah, that's what makes it special. You have to be the highest finisher in the Yamaha Power Pay program. So for me, like, especially those of us doing this professionally, you get signed up early to make sure you can maximize as much money as you can. And as the program grows, we're seeing the list of trails grow and all that stuff that they're covering. So, you know, all your listeners out there, if you're fishing, you know, regional level, even some of the team tournaments are starting to be covered. But you can check all that out on the website at YamahaPowerPay.com. You can see the sanctioned trails. But it's super easy to register for. I encourage every angler, even if, you know, there's not a trail you're fishing that is available for you or whatever yet, it could be at some time. So if you have a qualifying engine, sign up. You're going to get a cool hat, cool shirt, and you could possibly win some money. Like, I'm living proof of that. It's great to win extra money, man.
Well, and not only did you do it once, you've done it more than once.
Yeah, I was blessed last year. I actually won the first two. Now this year's been a little different because that's how fishing is, the highs and the lows. This year, there's so many anglers now signed up for it that everyone else is getting a taste of the pie. But it's a really cool program. It's one of those things to me Yamaha didn't have to do. It's a way of them to get back to their owners for their loyal support. So it was a cool program, and it's always cool, you know, to win a little extra money. Who doesn't like that?
Oh, everybody does. And a lot of folks really like Yamaha Motors, too. They got a great reputation. And you're seeing them on a lot of the bass boats of the pros out here. There's a reason for that. They wouldn't have those motors on there if they weren't top-performing outboards. So, again, check out the Power Pay program at YamahaOutboards.com. And you ever find yourself over by Toledo Bend on the border of Texas, Louisiana, wanting to get in some great bass fishing and really want to learn how to do it on this big lake, go to GleasonFishing.com and book a trip with Daryl Gleason. He'll take you out. I have a feeling you're going to learn a whole lot when he does. Daryl, thanks so much for being here today on America Outdoors Radio.
Yeah, dude, I appreciate you and all your listeners listening. We sure appreciate you guys supporting us and following us, you know, as we all chase this crazy dream of fishing. So thank you guys very much.
Planning a day at the range or plinking targets with your friends? Or maybe you're looking to do some small game hunting with a rimfire rifle. Either way, they're going to be impressed when you show up with a Henry Golden Boy lever action rifle. This beauty has a brass light finish, a wooden stock and grip, and a blue 20-inch octagon barrel that makes this rifle handle great, and it is accurate too, especially for offhand shooting. Want to up your Golden Boy rifle game? You can order a deluxe engraved edition or one with a personalized inscription. Better still, the Golden Boy looks good not only in your hands, but on the wall at home too, and like every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, this has a lifetime guarantee. Find out more about the world-famous Golden Boy rifle and order a free catalog, too, at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com for Henry Repeating Arms, made in America, and a proud sponsor of America Outdoors Radio.
The Dalton, Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturgeon to the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Need to resupply? We've got you covered with sporting goods stores plus great dining, breweries, wineries, and can't-miss attractions like the Gorge Discovery Center. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. It's growing time for the trees of heavenly light. They are also known as Chinese locust trees, trees of heaven, China sumac. They are native to China but are found in many places in Shasta County, especially the areas of the 1849 gold rush where the Chinese lived and mined. Archaeologists believe seeds of the trees were innocently brought here by the Chinese miners in their hats and mats. Once they got hold, they multiplied and multiplied. They have a good root system. It's hard to stop because it sends out runners in every direction. The young shoots look like giant asparagus, but quickly put out leaves. The young trees have an odor that many find offensive. These trees can be found by the thousands in the town of Shasta throughout the gold mining districts and in many places where you wouldn't expect them. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this or exciting books by Dottie, find Dottie Smith on Amazon Books or go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We continue to broadcast from the Outdoors Expo at the Bassmaster Classic in Fort Worth, Texas. And I ran across an old friend and somebody I've been wanting to meet for a long time. They're both associated with Anglers In International, offering some fantastic fishing trips south of the border. The people I'm talking about, my old friend Mike Whitlow and the person I've wanted to meet, Billy Chapman. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Well, Billy, I want to start off with you. Mike and I have talked about your lodges several times over the years because I love bass fishing, and you offer some of the best bass fishing literally in the world south of the border in Mexico. You also offer some great fishing in Brazil. But let's talk about you, the founder of Anglers In International. What's your background, Billy?
Well, I was a drywall guy, to be honest with you, a ninth grade dropout, you know, and I just started, became a guide on Lake Bacharach 42 years ago, and me and my father stocked Florida strain bass. We were the first to bring Florida strain bass to Mexico, and they just exploded, John. So I've been on six lakes over 42 years. I built my Mexico guide business up, and I was always on the lake first, and I was a big part of putting the fish in the lakes, and that's a whole nother story, how we got them in there and bought them out of Houston and flew them down in private plane, and but they just exploded, you know. So a lot of people don't realize that, you know, Lake El Salto is 100% pure Florida strain, where a lot of your Mexican lakes that have the native bass, which maxes out at like 7 pounds. That's a big native, you know, but the Florida's just got, you know, our lake record on Lake El Salto is 18.8.
Oh my gosh.
Caught on a black and blue power worm. So after I kicked off Mexico, I read a story in Outdoor Life, and I was 23 years old, and I wanted to be an exotic guide, and nobody was doing peacock bass. So in 1980, 40-some years ago, I went to Brazil, learned the language and jumped into the jungle and got an article in the Dallas Morning News and the Houston Post and the Houston Chronicle, and I was on the cover of magazines. My phone started ringing off the wall, and people wanted to go catch a peacock. And I went,
well, I can understand why. They're beautiful fish. They're big fish. They're fearsome fish.
So I've been at it for 42 years in the Amazon and 42 years in Mexico. So our specialty is Mexico and Brazil. And that's what we do in a way that, you know, we have an Amazon tough bag that we send you down. Well, we got earplugs and all the liquids and all the creams and everything. You just got to show up in Miami, and me and Mike will get you down there and host you and take care of you and all the rods and reels. We got the best sponsors. We got brand new St. Croix rods down there every season. We have brand new Abu reels for you. The Beast, that was actually designed for peacock bass with Abu. So, yeah, we got a great business. We got a great, great client base that follow us. And year after year, some guys have, you know, five or six trips to the Amazon. The bad thing about the Amazon is you think you're going to go once, John? Well, guess what? You're not.
I love this. I love this. You know, the way you're talking in the early days, you sound like the Indiana Jones of fishing here. But the lodge experiences you have now kind of hinted at this. Not only do you have great gear, these are really comfortable places to stay with really good food, and everything's taken care of.
Well, I'm really proud. I did one thing in the Amazons in 1982, John. I was the first gringo American to give you a banana split in the jungle. So basically, John, you know, I'll tell you what, when I made it, it was looking good, but with the humidity and the heat, it turned into a milkshake by the time you got it, okay, John? It was a milkshake, but it was a damn good milkshake. So that's part of my fame, and I, you know, I did kick off the Amazons. I did put peacock bass on the map, and after 200 articles on New York Times, LA Times, Outdoor Life, Field and Stream, I've hosted every major player in the Amazons over 42 years. A lot of them have passed, you know, because I was 23 and they were 43, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I've had the floating suite operation. I built two lodges. Now I have a mothership, and our mothership, I dare anybody to compare our Amazon operation to anybody, because we got a 114-foot yacht. You're eating T-bones and ribeyes, and of course I maintain the banana split, you know what I mean?
So. I love this. You're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We've been talking to Billy Chapman, the founder of Anglers In International, about peacock bass fishing in Brazil and the founding of several great bass fishing opportunities in Mexico, especially Lake El Salto. As a matter of fact, Billy, what was it exactly that Kevin Van Dam said about Lake El Salto?
On stage at the Bassmaster Classic, they said, Kevin, you fish all over the world, and you know where the big fish live. Where's your favorite fishing hole? And on stage, he said, Anglers in Lake El Salto, I got a 52-pound bag of fish, and I highly recommend going.
That is amazing, especially since we're seeing so many of these Bassmaster Classic anglers here at Lake Ray Roberts coming in with basically, you know, a daily bag of 15 pounds. We're talking 5 3-pounders here to talk about 52 pounds. As a matter of fact, the day one leader was 23 pounds. To more than double that in one day at Lake El Salto, absolutely amazing, Billy. Mike, let's turn to you, and let's talk about what these trips look like. But before we talk about Lake El Salto, before we talk about any more about the Amazon and peacock bass, there's another lodge, a newer lodge, that you've got in Mexico, too.
Yes, we've got one of the newest and hottest lakes in the world called Lake Picachos, and, man, it is coming on strong. We've got anglers catching 200, I think, what's the record, Billy, 300-and-some-odd fish in a day
on a fly rod.
I mean, this lake is crazy, and the 3- to 5-pound fish in this, and they're getting bigger and bigger each year. The numbers are just flat amazing. I think the lake record's a little over 12 pounds now, and so these fish are getting bigger and bigger. There's a lot of 8s and 9s, and you know what? El Salto may have a run for its money, but we're going to have two of the best lakes in the world, lodges on them, side by side.
Well, not only that, you offer not just trips to Picachos and El Salto, but you can do a combo trip. You can go to both, can't you?
Absolutely. You know, one thing that we really want you to do is think about fishing at both of our lodges. You know, we're going to pick you up at the airport in a private van. We're going to whisk you up there for 3 nights, 2.5 days of fishing at Picachos. You're going to wear your arms out catching a ton of really nice, solid fish. Then we're going to transfer you to famous Lake El Salto, get you over there 3 nights, 2.5 days on this combo trip, and that's where you go after the grandes.
Now, Billy, I know some of the anglers over the years that have brought their wives and maybe want to do some fishing but don't want to be fishing all the time. Do you have something for them?
We do. You know, my biggest question, John, in the Amazon is, can I bring my wife? Yes. The answer is, you got air conditioning, you got private rooms, you got a 114-foot yacht that looks like it should be in Miami. But, you know, when I'm talking to a client, he said, well, what about the mosquitoes? I say, John, if you kill a mosquito on your arm and it's still wet, I'll reimburse your entire check for the trip because you're not going to see a mosquito on the Rio Negro. So if you don't have the mosquitoes, and this is very good information for people that think they're going to get eaten or get malaria, if you don't have mosquitoes, which the Rio Negro creates so much acid, they can't breed. So without the mosquitoes, you can't have malaria and dengue and all the stuff that mosquitoes bring to the world, right? So that really makes people feel comfortable, and they really become a believer when I say, show me a dead mosquito wet, I'll write you a check for $8,000.
And, Mike, I understand that wives coming to Lake El Salto or Lake Picachos, Mazatlan's not too far away. Day trips available there?
Day trips are available out of Mazatlan. We'll pick you up in vans and whisk you right up to whichever lake you prefer, and we'll take care of you and bring the ladies along. I mean, it's a great trip.
So what's the website where folks can find out more and book a trip? I know you are very busy in this post-COVID era.
Well, you want to give us a call at 1-800-GOT-A-FISH and hook up with Mike Whitlow as well on Facebook, right? Anglersin.com will have all the information. And then if you want to join Mike Whitlow on his hosted trips, which is awesome and a good way to get started. And the problem is you think you're going to go once. We have people with 5 trips, 10 trips, 20 trips, up to 30 trips. We've been fishing Mexico for 42 years. Bring the wives. My best tip to you is bring some Band-Aids and Flex Tape and get ready to have your belly black and blue.
All right, folks. And I've got to add here at the very end, Mike, Billy, thank you so much for inviting me on one of these hosted trips. I cannot wait to go and put together a show and share it with our listeners. Folks, again, if you want to book one of these fantastic bass fishing trips, whether it's peacock bass in the Amazon or huge Florida strain largemouth bass in Mexico, the website is the same, anglersin.com. That's anglersin.com. And if you want to follow Mike Whitlow on Facebook, he's your host. He will help you put together one of these trips. That's WHITLOW. That's Mike Whitlow. Look for him on Facebook. And again, anglersin.com. Mike, Billy, thanks for being on the show, and thanks for the upcoming opportunity.
You're welcome, John. We're looking forward to make it black and blue and make those fingers raw, buddy.
John, you have no idea what you're in for when you go down to Mexico with me. We are going to put you on a trip of a lifetime and probably the biggest bass of your life.
I cannot wait. Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
Now I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do, from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstance, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the hardest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Hey, how'd the meeting go with Tommy's school counselor today?
Well, not exactly as planned. I think we need help.
Help? Why do we need help?
Well, I asked her about paying for college, and she said that's not something they do.
Maybe it is time to get some help. Even if Tommy just goes to state college, it's going to cost at least $25,000 a year. We'll have to raid our retirement, pay for Tommy's tuition. There's got to be a better way.
There is a better way. A way where you can pay less for college, or even receive college tuition free, regardless of your income or your students' grades. A way for you to keep your hard-earned income and savings for your future and spend less on college, while virtually eliminating the need for student loans. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org. That's tuitionprograms.org. tuitionprograms.org. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet, and starting on Saturday, June 22nd at 8 a.m., I'll be hosting a new weekly California Adventure District radio show. There are so many great things happening in our region, and I'll be bringing them all to you every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'll have guests from our 12 surrounding counties, including Humboldt, Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, Mendocino, and many more. You will be able to plan for a great summer and fall right here in the California Adventure District. Join me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
K KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Next on America Outdoors Radio, it is our Independence Day weekend. That means a lot of you are going to be on the back patio grilling up some great food, and we thought we'd give you a hand with a little bit of advice today. We got Brooks Hansen on the line. He's the PR manager for Camp Chef, a sponsor of our show. Brooks, great to have you back on the air.
Hey, it's good to be here, John. It's 4th of July is right around the corner and one of my favorite holidays, so this is epic timing and a perfect time to come on and talk.
Absolutely. So I know you are a student of all things grilling. Question for you, if you know, what is the most popular meat grilled in America this weekend? Is it just the good old hamburgers, or is it something else?
So I don't have that data in front of me, so I'm going to speak from the doctrine of Brooks, but I'm going to assume that it's burgers and dogs.
I think you're probably right.
I think burgers, hot dogs, bratwurst, something you're going to throw on a grill, is probably the most popular meat, but I think it's followed by a close second with steak, and then you got your ribs, pulled pork, and brisket in there as well.
Well, I know I've got some ribs that are going out on the Camp Chef grill right after we get finished with this conversation, because this is a great weekend to celebrate great food. But I need a little advice here, because I go back and forth on this issue. I hear so many conflicting things. Let's talk about seasonings. Let's talk about rubs. Let's talk about barbecue sauces and marinade. And we'll start off with the seasonings and rubs. What's the right way to do it with the meat that you're cooking? I know you shouldn't put it on right before you throw it on the grill. Why? Well, why don't you explain why that is and when you should put that rub and seasoning on?
Well, I think there's all kinds of methods, and everybody kind of has their way that they like. And the cool thing about grilling is you can make it your own, and you can experiment and try and see what works best for you. There's some people that are just salt and pepper and then smoke it, or salt and pepper and grill it. There's some people that want to go really elaborate with a special dry rub or seasoning that's one of their favorite, maybe something more with a mesquite flavor or applewood flavor, something that they want to, you know, spend a little more time. And then there's a method where, like you said, you might not season it right before you throw it on the grill. You might take, say, ribs, which is could be a tougher meat, which is what you're going to do low and slow to get it soft. And that meat's a little harder to penetrate with the seasoning. And so people may want to season that the night before, wrap it in some plastic wrap, and let that seasoning adhere to it. I've done it multiple ways, and I don't know if there's a huge difference that I can tell on ribs that I've seasoned the night before or ribs that I've done an hour before I throw them on the grill. It's really a personal preference and how much work you want to put into it, but the cool thing is once you have your grill, you kind of get to make it your own and find out what works best for you. So I hope that answers your question.
It helps. It helps. It certainly dispels some myths that I've heard before. Same question when it comes to using barbecue sauce as a marinade. I've heard that if you put it on either as you're cooking or right before you cook it, it actually has an unintended effect of basically caramelizing and not being so good in terms of the taste with the meat.
Well, I think you've probably heard of the fact of glazing ribs or glazing meat. And usually a barbecue sauce has a sugar content, and that sugar content is what's going to glaze, and it's going to set up as you cook. And it depends on what temperature you're cooking at. If it's something high in fat, like you got a steak on there and you want to throw some barbecue sauce or any type of marinade or sauce on it, and you're going to cook at high heat, it could tend to do what you said, get, you know, caramelize really fast and get a burnt flavor. But if you're doing something low and slow like ribs, I like to do what they call a 3-2-1 method, where I go 3 hours on the smoker, and then the next 2 hours, I glaze them, and I put a barbecue sauce, and then I wrap them, and I put a little bit of liquid, whether it be an apple juice or just simple water, just a little bit in the foil with them, just to help braise them. And then you've got that sauce, which is another liquid, depending if it's a thicker sauce or more of a runny sauce, that's going to help, you know, soften up the ribs. And then the one, so you got the 3 hours smoke, 2 hours, you're still on the smoker, but you're wrapped and you've got liquid on there. Then your last hour, you open it up and then you let the and put one more little glaze of barbecue sauce on there, whatever sauce you're using, and let that smoke kind of dry and glaze and caramelize on top of those ribs. And that's been probably my go-to method.
Oh, so. Brooks, that sounds delicious. You know, I've been trying to go on a diet. You are not helping me at all.
meat is a healthy diet.
There we go. Just need to go completely paleo and I'll be okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about one other thing. The pros and cons of grilling naked. I'm not, folks, talking about sitting outside my back patio with no clothes on. I'm talking about grilling with no marinade, no rubs. Is this a good way to go?
Well, I mean, it depends. It comes down to that personal preference. I think there's some people that really want to experience the true flavor of the meat that they're grilling, whether it be a chicken breast or whether it be a piece of red meat. I personally think by adding salt and pepper is going to help draw the flavor of that out. So I like a little seasoning, a little flavor to it. But yeah, there's definitely people that really like to do, like you refer to as the naked grilling. They just want to really experience the true flavor of the meat. Me personally, I like a little seasoning on there and maybe draw that out.
Well, for what it's worth, I'm the same way. And folks, no matter how you like to grill your burgers, your steaks, your ribs, you know, you need to use Camp Chef products if you're going to do it. Whether you're using a grill, whether you're using a pellet grill, whether you're using a smoker, it all tastes fantastic when it comes to Camp Chef products. And you can find them all over the place in North America. They're in stores just about everywhere these days, including the big box stores like Sportsman's Warehouse, Cabela's, and Bass Pro. And you can always find them online and check out their entire lineup at their website at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for Camp Chef products. And they have all sorts of great recipes you'll find there, too, to help you out not only on Independence Day weekend, but anytime you want to grill some great food. Brooks, it is always a pleasure, sir, to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
John, it's awesome to come on the show and talk grilling, and we appreciate all that you do, and thanks for having me on.
Now, if you're going to be cooking this Independence Day weekend, you're going to need a sharp knife to prepare that meal, and that's where WorkSharp comes to the rescue. WorkSharp tools have not one, but two culinary knife sharpeners available for you. The WorkSharp E5 kitchen knife sharpener is the premier WorkSharp kitchen knife sharpener, offering custom angles, three sharpening modes, and a counter-friendly design. There's also the E2 kitchen knife sharpener. This is the one you'll find on my kitchen counter. With one sharpening speed and one angle guide, the E2 is the simplest way to get that knife sharp. The WorkSharp E2 kitchen knife sharpener is the most affordable and effective electric knife sharpener on the market, with a price of less than $50. And on top of that, it's gentle on knives, sharpens in less than a minute, and easy to use. Look for a culinary knife sharpener from WorkSharp at quality sporting goods, hardware, or department stores near you, or shop online anytime at WorkSharpTools.com. As we wrap things up, I've got to let you know I am heading to Alaska. I missed out last year and can't wait to go again this year to Alaska's best lodge. That would be Sportsman's Cove Lodge on Prince of Wales Island in southeast Alaska. They're a sponsor of our show, and last time I was there in July of 2019, which literally seems like a lifetime ago now, my daughter caught the biggest salmon caught at the lodge that season, a stout 37.5-pound Chinook. They've got great fishing around here for not only salmon, but also for halibut and lingcod and true cod and a whole bunch more. And when you come back from your day of fishing, you're going to be able to settle into your comfortable, clean accommodations in a waterfront lodge and cabins. There's delicious, I mean delicious, meals featuring fresh Alaskan fare. The boats you fish out of, they are very spacious. You can get out of the weather if you need to, and you'll be fishing with the same captain, deckhand, and guests every day of your trip, which personally I love. I also love the fly-in to Sportsman's Cove Lodge on the float plane and the absolutely over-the-top customer service that is found here. They actually have a staff-to-customer ratio that is better than 1-to-1. I'll challenge you to find that anywhere. On top of this, we've got an extra night in Ketchikan I'm looking forward to, so I can explore this waterfront town some more and put it all together. And I am ready for my first
big post-COVID trip with my daughter. If you want to find out more about Sportsman's Cove Lodge and booking a trip for next summer, just log on to alaskasbestlodge.com. Oh, and don't worry, we'll be telling you more about this on our show, but since we will be there for the majority of this coming week, you're going to be hearing a best of edition next weekend featuring some of the very best interviews we've recorded for America Outdoors Radio. We've got to go because I've got to pack to head north to Alaska. So until next time, here's hoping you are blessed, that you're healthy, and that you're able to spend a little bit of time either on the water or in the woods in the days ahead. After all, it is your country and you're outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
She was of divine stock, not of men, in the forepart a lion, in the hinder a serpent, and in the midst a goat, breathing forth in terrible wise the might of a blazing fire. Homer's Iliad.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Essis, and that only took us 7 tries.
Just about. Our episode today is about the oldest kind of monster. The name is not quite so old, but we are using the term chimera for all of those monsters that are a mix of something.
Chimera tend to be monsters that are half this, half that, or part this, middle part this, end part this, like our quote suggested. But the oldest monster on record, as best we can tell, was the Löwenmensch, which is half man, half lion. I believe it was German. So I think the lion was mountain lion. But it doesn't take a whole lot of imagination to try to figure out how to create a monster if you're just taking Lego bits from this one and Lego bits from that one and sort of mashing them together.
And that really is what a chimera is. The term chimera comes from Homer's Iliad. That's kind of the earliest written record of it. But it's just a mix. And the reason why they're considered monsters is because they were seen as unnatural. Because they were a combination of things that should never be together, they should be feared.
Yeah, you see a lot of the mammal mixed with bird, mixed with humanoid, mixed with serpentine in some regard. If you have something that's somewhere between a cat and a dog, okay, that's not as terrifying as something somewhere between a cat and a hunting spider, because they're more separate.
And there's also a little subcategory of a chimera that tend to be riddlers, and we'll talk about the Sphinx a little bit later in this episode. So let's get into examples. One of the most common types of a chimera is a half-human of some kind.
Of course, the first thing that comes to mind is centaurs and fauns. As somebody who grew up reading The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, fauns were a large part of my imagination. But you also have, in Eastern cultures, the Tengu, which are a human-bird combination. There are a couple of different names for that, but that's the one that I learned first.
In Western cultures, adopted from Persia was the manticore, where it's seen as having a human head, the body of a lion, and the tail of either a scorpion or a porcupine.
I think the second's more terrifying.
Uh-huh. Especially in some of the descriptions I was reading, is that it would shoot out the spines from the tail and then regrow them almost instantly.
This needs to be in a movie at some point. You put it in your book, let me know. I want to see this.
Yes. And then, of course, you also have the Egyptian Sphinx, which is the Riddler, the very much seen as wise. If you can best it using your mind, then it won't eat you.
And I think Oedipus had a Sphinx in his story as well that was part of the prophecy that would bring about his own doom. But having a character be not only physically powerful, but witty, it's kind of a part of how characters can be better than their readers in a way. They can be heroic, not only by chopping off Medusa's head, but by figuring out how to see her, by being smart as well. And the Sphinxes tend to be an opportunity in a lot of Mediterranean mythology to showcase your character's brilliance.
The reason why the half-human monsters tend to be so scary is because it's an abomination of something that people are so familiar with. We know what humankind is. We know what it looks like. And if it looks different, especially in ancient cultures, it was to be feared.
And I think a lot of the before DC and Marvel superpower type characters tended to be in this category. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, where he has this, in this case, mental half of him that is animal. And then you've got things like Spider-Man, where he's half spider, half man. Your heroes can be in some way, but they tend to be conflicted.
So let's get on to some of the more interesting combinations, I guess you could say. The mix and match meshes of creatures. The origin of the word chimera is, like we said a little bit earlier, from Homer's Iliad. That is the lion head and body. There's a goat head in the middle with the goat udders and then a serpent's tail.
If you look throughout world history, you can find almost any two combinations in some regard. One of my favorites is an eagle in the front and a lion in the back. That's the griffin.
And kind of going along with that was introduced to, at least to me in the Harry Potter universe, is the hippogriff, where it's the eagle in the front and the horse in the back. This is not to be confused with the hippocamp, which will be covered when we talk about aquatic monsters next episode.
But it is also worthy of mentioning a chimera as well. And mermaids, again, half fish, half human.
And if you haven't quite figured it out, the griff part of the word is the eagle. The hippo is the horse. If you look at the root of the word, it can give you an idea of what the monster is. So another beast that is fairly common in Arthurian legends and then in some other places, we're going to describe it to you. And I want you to picture this creature. I want you to put the image together in your head.
This strange creature has the head and neck of a serpent, the body of a leopard, the haunches of a lion, and the feet of a deer. Do you have it? Are you picturing it in your head? What does it look like?
Well, what you described, the serpent head, a leopard body, lion back, and then hooves. But if you really break that down, it actually describes a giraffe.
When these mythologies were written, there weren't a whole lot of travels to Central Africa to see giraffes. So it's very possible somebody went there and came back and described this monstrous thing with this super long neck, but had leopard fur, but hooves, and then the tail and the haunches. It looked like a lion tail.
So this creature is called a questing beast. And you see it in Arthurian legend. Questing is a pun, and I love it.
Questing in this case means barking in some way, but Arthur was also sent at one point to deal with said questing beast, so he was
on a quest for the questing beast. Some of the earliest writings that included a questing beast are from the 13th century in France, and one of the earliest descriptions of how a questing beast is made was that it's born of a young woman and a devil. And I won't get super into the details because it's rather complicated, but if you want to look into it, it's interesting.
And one of the things that you're going to see as far as trends in Chimera are that they are abnormalities in some way. It's the only one of this kind. There's only one Sphinx until this one is destroyed and then they pop up with a different one. There's only one questing beast because they're so difficult to come across. Whereas if you have Fae or Giants, they're a whole race of people that exist alongside humans.
A lot of them also have some kind of super strength or physical abilities. Like in the beginning, the Chimera can breathe fire. The Manticore is either venomous or shoots darts.
And if there is a human element to this monster, it's often demigod in a way. It was popular for Zeus to turn into a swan and all sorts of other random stuff. So they're kind of the gods' rejects that were just kind of sent down to Earth. You guys can deal with them. But if they're half human, they tend to be ones you have to both overpower and outsmart.
So that's generally how you deal with them. The questing creatures, the questing beasts, the Chimera, those in mythology were made to be killed. Usually it took a lot of trickery, a little bit of smarts, in order to kill it, not just brute force. That's their whole thing. So the questing beast was killed by a lance. An arrow killed Chimera from the back of Pegasus.
And often these creatures in storytelling are simply in the way. You think of the Minotaur or a lot of the Sphinxes, those kind of characters. They aren't the end game like questing to go kill a dragon would be. But they need to get through the maze. They need to get to the other side of the road. Sounds like a bad joke. But getting to somewhere else, they are in the way. So long as you can get past them, whatever it takes, outsmarting them by answering their riddle or whatever, you can go on your way.
I hope this information has given you some good ideas. Really, if you just take a creature or five, throw them all together in one, you've created your own chimera.
If you've seen the TV show Avatar The Last Airbender, you kind of get what a chimera is. There's a spiderfly, the glowflies, elbow leeches, catigators, polar bear dogs, buffalo yaks, tiger seals, otter penguins. It just gets creepier.
I love it. So just throw them all together in one, make yourself a chimera, and send them on a quest.
Or make them stand in the way of your hero's quest. But whatever you do,
write selfishly.
If you have a question or comment for our hosts or a topic you'd like us to cover, send us an email at writingroots@aspenhousepublishing.com or find us on Facebook by searching for Aspen House Publishing.
You could be writing the book that changes your life. Brandon Sanderson.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses. Today we are continuing our series on frequently asked questions by you, the listeners, and questions that we see recur often in forums worldwide.
Today's question is, what makes a book unforgettable? What makes a book impactful?
So much of this is subjective, and it comes down to understanding not only your audience, but yourself. what's going to impact you as the author, as our opener implied, but also understanding your audience. Because if the book is a romance, it will not impact me at all.
But you don't read romance for a reason. So no.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It's the first big holiday weekend since the lifting of COVID restrictions, and as Ken Lorman reports, you can expect to see a lot of people on the roads.
More than 47 million people are expected to hit the road over this three-day 4th of July weekend. AAA says the bulk of travel will be by car, with another 4 million people passing through airports. This weekend's travel will be 40% higher than the same time last year. One big destination is Nashville, which expects 400,000 people to attend a 4th of July celebration.
Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Elsa racing toward Haiti and the Dominican Republic, where it threatens to unleash flooding and landslides before taking aim at Cuba and Florida. The long-term forecast track shows it heading toward Florida, and by Tuesday morning, with some models carrying it into the Gulf, other models carrying it up the Atlantic coast. Residents of a condo in North Miami Beach had to leave their building after an audit prompted by the deadly collapse in nearby Surfside found the unit had been deemed structurally and electrically unsafe months ago. And one part of Washington, D.C. could soon look a little bit more normal.
The remaining fencing that went up around the U.S. Capitol after the January 6th riot by Trump supporters could come down as soon as next week. Three people familiar with the matter who could not discuss details of the plan publicly tell the Associated Press a U.S. Capitol Police Board plan calls for the fence to be removed by July 9th. An outer fence that went up after the riot was removed in March. The Capitol Police Board originally asked congressional leaders to keep the fence in place until September, in part because investigators were tracking continuing threats against lawmakers and the Capitol complex. More than 500 people have been charged with federal crimes for their role in the January 6th riot. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
France continues to remind retailers about doing business with communist China.
French prosecutors have opened an investigation into alleged involvement in crimes against humanity based on claims that global retailers rely on forced labor in China. Human rights groups filed a legal complaint that includes accusations against retailers including Uniqlo and the makers of Skechers shoes and Zara clothes. The rights groups say the companies are benefiting from a Chinese system of repression against Uyghur and other Muslim minorities in the Xinjiang region. Keith Peters reporting.
The World Bank is raising its forecast of China's economic growth this year to 8.5% from 8.1%, and it says vaccinations against the coronavirus are needed for a full recovery. It's another positive sign for China, the first major economy to rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The budget deficit expected to reach $3 trillion again this year.
The Congressional Budget Office says that it is a 33% increase from its previous projection as it takes into account President Biden's massive coronavirus stimulus plan. The CBO said the deficit for the 2021 fiscal year, which ends September 30th, will be the second highest on record, exceeded only by 2020 spending. The CBO previously estimated this year's shortfall would hit $2.3 trillion, but that did not factor in the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill the Democrats single-handedly passed in March. Patrick Voss reporting.
The Los Angeles City Council this week passed a measure that will severely limit widespread homeless encampments that have become an eyesore across the city. It's being billed as a humane way to get people off the streets and restore access to public spaces in the city with the nation's second largest homeless population. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Brian Clark is a teacher in Grants Pass School District in Oregon. Well, when fellow teachers reported his religious activity nowhere near the school, district officials placed restrictions on his off-hours evangelism and all church youth activities within district boundaries.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium-ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. So, is your boxer acting a little punchy? Does your rescued feral need some confidence? Are your dachshunds always causing drama? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your pet's behavior, just want to improve their lifestyle, stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real, and I mean real, pet psychology, pet training behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those adorable little furry buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, well, let me just remind everyone, if you're a new listener to the show, a regular listener to the show, everyone that calls The Pet Show today and does in fact get to speak to me live on the air will be getting an absolutely fabulous gift for their dog or cat. If you're new to the show, many of the items I give away are $25, $35, $40 and more. So it's a great time to give me a call if you want to find out why your dog is chewing, jumping, your cat's not using a litter box, hates the new cat. You get the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. And if you get through to me and I answer your question, a great gift will be coming to you. The phone number here at The Pet Show, write it down, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away. Let me tell you what is planned for today's show. You know, how listening to your pets' hearts can reveal their hidden emotional worlds. Understanding what makes them stressed or unhappy can really make us, well, make us even better guardians than we already are. Also coming up on the show, and I get this all the time, I often get asked, Warren, what about cats? Why is it sometimes that they show aggressive behavior? Well, today, how it's your human behavior, that's right, don't blame your cat, how it's your human behavior that actually may be leading to your cat's aggression. Also coming up, the question comes up often among behaviorists as well as trainers and veterinarians. Should you ignore your pet's challenging behavior, or is there a better way? Some people say just ignore it, it'll go away. Other people say confront it. We'll talk about that. Also coming up, so what does a dog laugh look like? Plenty of time for your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great pet stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, suffering with separation anxiety, your poor dog's depressed, your dog is chasing anything that moves, your cat scratched your favorite chair, kept you up at night, and your dog honestly believes that anything he sees he must hump, give me a call. That's what this show's all about. Helping you cope with your pets, but a lot more likely helping your pets cope with you. Again, a reminder, just a reminder that everyone that does call in and get through to me live will get a great gift for their dog or cat. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, do you believe that animals can laugh? Do you believe that animals can laugh? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. On this beautiful July 4th weekend, thanks to my engineer, Al, we'll be listening to a lot of patriotic music on this day. As a veteran myself, I am the most probably patriotic person in the world. I literally spend my tomorrow watching Yankee Doodle Dandy with James Cagney, my favorite movie in the whole wide world. So plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away. I'll be giving away, and by the way, let me just say this. I know a lot of people have been going to Amazon.com, Walmart.com, my website, thepetshow.com, and saying, Warren, we can't get the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. Well, let me tell you why. You know that my office is based in Camp Verde, Arizona. We were literally surrounded by fires up until a couple of days ago. When I say surrounded, within a mile or two of my office. So that's one of the reasons. But the fire's checked now. We're okay. Plus the fact our supply line is reopened. So the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats are once again available. So don't wait. They're available at Amazon, Walmart, Wish.com, or ThePetShow.com. Check them out. Yes, we were a little scared there. The fire, I mean, I'm in Los Angeles in Santa Monica, but my office in Port Julie in Camp Verde, Arizona, we were pretty close. I mean, she was smelling a lot of smoke, and she was actually under the orders to get ready to evacuate. But luckily, everything's okay. Julie's okay. The office is okay. And Hugs and Kisses are back to keep your dogs and your cats healthy. 877-725-8255. Do you believe that pets laugh? Give me a call. Let me know what you think. If I like it, I'll send you a great gift. But right now, let me get right to the busy phone lines here. Let's go to Rosie in beautiful Pasadena, California. Hey, Rosie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, I do believe that dogs laugh.
Yeah, they laugh at me all the time. I know that.
Yeah, okay. my question is, I had to euthanize my dog this last week.
I'm so sorry, Rosie. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, this is the second one in 2 years.
Wow.
And they were both rescues that had medical problems.
Yeah, but they both had a good life once you adopted them, I'm sure.
They really did. But I'm in my late 70s, and I want to adopt another one. And I want to go through a shelter, and they don't have any small dogs. The rescue groups do, and I can't afford them.
What do you mean you can't afford the rescue groups? What are they charging for adopting an older dog, an older small dog? How much can they charge to adopt an older small dog?
Between $300 and $600.
Is it better for the dog to live at the shelter, or is it better for the dog to have a great home like yours?
But I don't have $300 to $600. I'm just saying.
There's no organization that's willing to work with you in terms of that.
Not really. I've called around and I've not got any response.
Okay. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to send me an email.
Okay.
It's mail@thepetshow.com. I am going to hook you up with a friend of mine. Her name is Joy. Lovely lady. Lives in it. She does a lot of rescue work. She will help you find a small, older dog to adopt. I promise you that.
Okay, because I want one about five, and
Yeah, we'll I'm sure we can find you a dog. And if you don't have the $500 or the $300, whatever it is, obviously you can afford to take care of veterinary costs and you can afford to feed the dog and give him a good home. You've been doing that for other dogs. So send me an email. My personal email is simply mail@thepetshow.com, mail@thepetshow.com. When I get that, I will hand it over to Joy, and I'm pretty sure that Joy will be able to help you find the dog that you're looking for at a lot less money for you to spend.
Oh, good. Because my place is empty without the paws walking around.
Yeah, I know. You know, there's nothing like it. Once you've lived with the dogs and cats and there's no longer in the house, it's like purgatory, is all I can say.
It is.
You need those animals there. So, Rosie, send me that email. I will hook you up. This is my network show, but I wish I had gotten time to get to you on my L.A. show. But send me that email. I will hook you up with my friend Joy. We will try to find you that perfect dog. In the meantime, don't go anywhere, because what I'm going to do is I am going to send you some hemp seed oil, some hemp seed calming oil, so when that new dog comes into the home, he'll be in best shape ever. Appreciate that phone call. See, I don't understand that. If you're a shelter and you have older dogs that are so much more difficult to find a home for, she may not have $300 or $400 to hand you at one time, but she may have enough money. Obviously, she had two dogs had them for a while, and they were rescue dogs. So obviously, she had these dogs, took care of them. If she can't afford $300 or $400, why can't you adopt her a dog and maybe help her out a little bit? Would you rather see the dog live in a cage, or would you rather see the dog get a good home in Pasadena, California? I don't understand it, and I never will. Thank you for that call, Rosie. Hopefully you'll send me that email, and I will hook you up. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Free to Steven. Don't go anywhere. Let me take a quick break, then right back to your phone calls. As I stated when I first opened the show, I am so excited to let you know we're back. Yes, we're back. Hugs and Kisses, brand new 4-in-1 is back. You know, when your name is on the label, let's face it, your reputation is on the line. My brand new 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplement for your dogs and cats is exactly that. Listen to what I've done. I've added glucosamine. I've added chondroitin. What does that mean? It simply means that your dogs and cats will have the strongest bones, the strongest hips, and the healthiest joints imaginable. Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 now has both prebiotics and probiotics. What does that mean for your dogs and cats again? It means a healthy gut and much, much better digestion. Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 boosted with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and even biotin. I've added omega 3, 6, and 9 along with lecithin. What does lecithin mean? It means there's nothing better for your dog or cat's skin and coat. Shedding down to a bare minimum, dry skin gone, bare spots gone, itching gone, and hairballs just about a thing of the past. And my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 is extremely rich in antioxidants. And this is critical. We hear a lot about allergies. So in my brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses, there is no wheat, there is no corn, there is no soy, and those are the most common dog and cat allergens. Now, my 4-in-1 is now available. My 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is available at Amazon.com. And if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. It's also available at Walmart.com, Wish.com, or my website, ThePetShow.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my office directly and speak to my assistant, Julie. Leave a message. She'll call you back Tuesday morning. Here's my office phone number. Yeah, this is my office phone number. 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 and the word H-U-G-S. So if you love your dogs and cats, and obviously you do, you're listening to The Pet Show, then you want to make sure they're the healthiest they can be. And the healthiest they can be is if you're giving them my brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplementaries every day. Again, available at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430 and the word hugs today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. HIMS connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to HIMS, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
We are back on the Pet Show on this 4th of July weekend. My flag is out there flying, waving in the wind. I hope yours is as well. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me get right to the busy phone lines here. Let me go to my friend Frida in a place I know pretty darn well. Frida, Port Washington, New York. I used to hang out there, Port Washington Boulevard. I remember years ago I actually trained the dog. I think it was Kings Point or Sands Point for the Merchant Marine Academy.
Sure. Sure.
Now, what a beautiful. And by the way, I believe a lot of baseball players and hockey players, when I was training all the dogs for the Islanders many years ago, a lot of them lived in beautiful Port Washington as well. But anyway, Frida, what can I do to help you out today?
Yes, so sure. I have a 12-year-old diabetic Maltese dog that I don't leave very often. However, I am going to be going away the end of August for a few days. When I do leave him, it's usually for a night or two. and he refuses to go into his bed. He'll wait by the window, like, literally all night, and refuses to go to his bed to sleep, waiting for
him. Who stays with him when you're away, Frida?
My spouse.
Oh, so is your spouse going to be home now?
No, because we're going to be going away together. So
who's going to be staying with the dog?
I have a vet tech. Her and her fiance are going to be staying with him because he's diabetic and he needs insulin twice a day. So
they're going to be staying in your home?
No. No. Mickey is going to be staying in their home.
Oh, so he's going to a different home and he's already a little anxious to begin with. Well, she's a vet tech, so she may need to. I'm not advocating this. They may need to give the dog something to calm down for anxiety. That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. But what I would definitely be doing is I would make sure that they have some articles of your clothing and your spouse's clothing that's not washed, mm-hmm. brought to their home mm-hmm. before your dog goes there. I would also make sure that the dog's bed, the dog's toys, the water dish, and the food dish are already in their home and down on the floor by the time the dog gets there. So even though the dog is getting into a new environment with people that he doesn't really know that well, at least the sense, and the sense of smell is so strong in the dog, at least that sense of smell would be familiar for him. Now, when are you leaving? August?
August, yes.
Now, do they know the dog?
So the vet tech would come to my house often because she took care of my other dog that passed last year. So she would come in often, and she usually takes my Maltese, Mickey, for a walk every so often. So he does know her.
Okay, so that's a good start. The other thing I might want to suggest is if you can have her and her boyfriend maybe take an article of their clothing and leave it in your home before you go away. Now the dog is familiar with their scent in a comfortable environment, and when he goes to an environment that he's not so comfortable with, his scent, your scent, is going to be there. I think that's the best approach at this point.
Okay, I'll do that. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. So tell me more about it's been so many years since I've been in Port Washington. Has it changed? Still the same? Still got those great boats there?
If they still have the same boats there. Still have the same boats, and it's very, very pretty. Nothing has really changed.
North Shore Animal League is still there, and the shelters. I used to take a lot of animals out of that shelter and bring them on NBC with me. I just love Port Washington. And by the way, there's a good, not a bad diner on Northern Boulevard either. Anyway, listen, Frida, don't go in. I'm going to put you on hold. You know what? I'm going to send you some hemp seed calming oil for your dog, and I appreciate that phone call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. We're going to have to break in a minute just for a couple of seconds. So hang in there, Stephen. We're going to get to your call. We're going to get to your call, Dee. We're going to get to your call, Rob. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. Remember, if you get through to me, your great gift will be on its way for your best friend. On today's show, I'm giving away my own brand-new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplements, Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Litter, Lucy Pet's Cat Food, Lucy Pet's Lickable Treats for Your Cats, T-shirts, copies of my best-selling behavior books, and hemp seed oil. Everyone that calls in and gets through to me live will get one of these great gifts for their best friend. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Just before we break, the stupidest thing I heard this week, a couple actually threw a baby shower for their pregnant pet dog. How about all the dogs that are being killed at shelters every year and not letting your dog get pregnant? They actually threw a baby shower for their pregnant pet dog. I say they should have taken that money for the baby shower and donated it to a rescue or humane organizations. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all your phone calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. The question of the day is, do pets laugh? I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
You didn't hear a word I said. You gotta get it through your head. Don't be a stubborn cluck. Ernie Lay inside the duck. I learned a thing or two from years of playing in a band. It's hard to play a saxophone with something in your hand. To be a fine musician, you're gonna have to face the facts. Oh, you're blessed with flying fingers when you wanna wear your stock. What good are flying fingers if they're wrapped around a duck? Change the toy's position if you wanna ace the sack.
Hi, Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet Products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Ask for Lucy Pet Products. Thanks.
Lucy Pet Products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/award.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You are invited to participate in the 16th annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. A drive-through event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Gillies Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County, and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
A week or so ago, I said, you know, dogs have a sense of humor. They really can laugh. And he said, you know, Warren, you're crazy. You need to be put away. So I'm sharing that with you. Do you believe that our dogs laugh, or maybe our cats laugh too? Give me a call. Let me know. I will send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. I love this quote. After all these years of the vacuum not killing my dog, she still doesn't trust it. How true that is. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Steven. Hey, Steven, welcome to the Pet Show.
Oh, I really appreciate your taking my call, Warren. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure, Stephen.
And, yeah, I'm just, you mentioned fireworks, and all I can do, you know, for the week that people in my neighborhood shut off fireworks is just be there on my cats and everything. But I was also really pained. You talked about a lady who her dog died, and she died of broken heart syndrome. And this has long been a thing with me, Warren, is that I've known people who, even my parents, who lost a pet, they just, oh, I can't bear to go through that pain. And, you know, when my cat died, one of my favorite cats of all time died, I waited 3 weeks and went to a shelter. And when my vet said, are you sure you're ready? Because she knew how much I love the cat. I said, the only thing that hurts more than losing my pet is the idea that some wonderful pet animal has to spend another night in a shelter because I can't get over my grief. So I tell people, you know, if something happened to you and they had to take your dog or cat to the shelter, wouldn't you want someone like you to get them out of there? So I'd just like to put it out there that, you know, just go in and get, you know, I hate to say get over it, but, you know, get these animals out of the shelter, you know, and
yeah, you're absolutely right, Stephen. Plus the fact, what an incredible legacy for the dog you had to say goodbye to, or the cat you had to say goodbye to be able to save another animal's life. And remember, when you adopt a dog from a shelter, you're saving that dog's life, but also, in some cases, opening up an area where another dog could come into the shelter until he could find a home. So you're actually saving two at that point. You're absolutely right on target. You know, for those people that say, I can't do it, I can't take it, you know, Listen, I'm as attached to my pets as anyone can be. But, you know, there comes a time when you do have to say goodbye, and they do cross that rainbow bridge. Some people, you know, may have to wait a little bit of time, and some people go through really extreme grieving. Actually, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, the woman actually is experienced, and I know I'm pronouncing this wrong, Takotsubo, which is actually what the name for a broken heart syndrome. I have literally seen people go downhill. That's why it's so important. If you do have to say goodbye to a dog or a cat, I hope that you have good friends, neighbors, or relatives that understand to you it's not a dog or a cat. To you, it's a member of the family. And in many cases, more difficult to say goodbye to a dog or cat than even a human member of the family.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what I'm calling about, and thank you for that, people need to hear that. So when my last beloved cat died, I went to the shelter 3 weeks later, and I said, I want an adult cat. I don't want a kit because everybody wants a kit. They'll get adopted. So I want an adult, mature cat. And I one of the cats I took was this. They warned me. She's a shy cat. She's really timid. She's beautiful calico, and she's really erotic. And then I also adopted a gorgeous tiger tabby. And they coexist. They never really, you know, get along because he's big. He can be a bully, but she can also dish it out. But for about the past month, I think it's her who has been peeing on in my bathroom. Thank God it's the bathroom, not the carpet. But usually it's like a piece of underwear that I leave there. And initially I thought, well, they're upset because I'm not feeding them early enough. So I get up first thing in the morning and I put out kibbles, and then she still does it.
Okay, but there's a couple of things going on here, Stephen. Number one, is the fact that she's peeing on your underwear indicates a lot to me. The fact that she's peeing in the bathroom indicates a lot to me. I'm assuming you're a good aim, Stephen. Just let's start right there, okay? The reason I bring that up is the scent of urine, no matter how clean your bathroom is always going to be there from the cat's point of view. Their sense of smell is incredible. So very often when they go into a bathroom and they urinate and we get angry at them, what they're actually doing is actually helping you realize that that's your place as well. So in other words, from their perspective, it's not that they're peeing on the bathroom floor. Oh, yeah, we want to pee on the floor. We don't like this guy, Steven. We're going to pee. No, that's not why they're doing it. Your scent is there, and they feel by putting their scent is there, it's even much more of a bond. Very often, you'll notice even in dogs and cats where one will pee, then another one will go pee in the same area or that same vicinity. So the best way to resolve this situation is make sure you thoroughly clean that with a good stain and odor remover, nothing that has ammonia in it. I would spend, I hate to say this, but I would spend more time on the floor of the bathroom with the cat's toys. I would also put some of the cat's kibble in maybe one bowl or two bowls, just a little bit of kibble, not more than the fingernails amount. Put that down on the bathroom floor. I think that'll make all the difference in the world for you. Don't get angry at her. She's not doing it because she's a bad cat. She's actually doing it because she's really, really in love with you and is accepting you and is marking that territory as a way to keep other animals away from where your scent is.
Yeah, I don't get angry, by the way.
I can tell from your voice you would never get angry, Stephen. But that's what it is. So give that a shot. Give me a call back in a couple of weeks. We'll go further if we have to, but I think that's probably what the problem is. And
so
bless you
see,
for
put a little bit of, put the kibbles dish there?
Not the kibbles dish. Just take a paper plate with maybe four or five pieces of kibble. Put that down. Just I don't want all the food down. Just a couple of pieces of the kibble or a piece of their treat. Once they see their food in that area, chances are she's going to stop peeing in there.
So she won't start peeing someplace else.
If she does, well, no, that's a great question. If she does, you just take another paper plate and you put it down in that area with a little bit of her kibble until she realizes anywhere she pees, kibble will follow.
Yeah, I just pray, please don't pee on the carpet because then I'm done. It'll never come out.
No, it'll come out. I'll recommend stuff. Anyway, I got to move on, but that's what I want you to do. I don't know what I want to send you. I'm trying to think what I want to send you. Oh, you know what? I'm putting you on hold. Thank you, Al. I'm going to send you some of Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. That may be really helpful as well. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Just want to answer my question. Do you believe that animals have a sense of humor or can laugh? Or if you got a question about the 4th of July, everyone that calls in and gets through to me live will get a great gift for their dog or cat. I'll be giving away hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, author suit, gold, T-shirts, books. You just heard me give away Cats Incredible. Many of these items are 25, 35, 45, and more. So it's a great time to give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Now, for a couple of years now, you've heard me talk about Lucy pet food and how it's the choice for me, for my own adopted guys, Molly and Willie. They've been on Lucy pet food since the day they walked into the house, and I got to tell you, they are looking, feeling amazing. Even the vet says, my goodness, Warren, what are you doing to these guys? I'm feeding them Lucy pet food. That's what I'm doing. By the way, Lucy pet food is so much different because it has that prebiotic formula. What does that mean? We know about probiotics, but the prebiotics actually make the probiotics work better. There's not a better food on the market than Lucy pet formula like pet food. By the way, don't take my word alone. Here's one of my listeners and what they had to say.
I have a comment about Lucy, but I have a kitty who is a total indoor spoiled little kitty, and I didn't buy Lucy because it was only in the salmon, and he's just a chicken guy, but I thought I'll get it because he keeps biting his tail, and his tail was disappearing, so my husband said, just order it, and we've had it for 2 weeks, and he devours it, and he's looking better, and so I'm a believer in the Lucy stuff.
And you know, the word devouring Lucy pet food is something I hear all the time because dogs and cats absolutely love it. They don't realize how good it is for them. And believe me, it is that good for them. That's why I feed it to my own pets. That's why police departments, rescues, humane organizations, everyone is now feeding Lucy pet formula like pet food. By the way, you should be feeding it as well. Lucy pet food is available at Amazon.com. It's available at
Chewy.com or check out their website, LucyPetFood.com. I'm telling you, you'll be amazed at the difference you'll see in your dogs and cats once Lucy Pet Formas by Pet Food is in their dishes. Check out Lucy Pet Food, Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or LucyPetFood.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Yes, you gotta leave the duck alone.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. That's funding for small businesses.
Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search. When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
In America. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Got a question about your pet? Great time to give me a call. Let me go right to beautiful Cadillac, Michigan. Hey, Dee, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great, Dee. How about yourself?
I am wonderful outside with all the pets.
There you go. I appreciate that. How can I help you today, Dee?
Well, I think partially the last caller kind of answered my question. This is my issue. I have two dogs, two cats. We're a very diverse family. Two of them are pre-rescues. They were babies that I rescued before they got sent to the shelter.
Yeah.
What they're doing now is I have this little small garden in just a little back area of my yard, and I've got peppers and tomatoes growing, and it's only our second year here. But the last, it's all spring and so far this summer, they're pooping on the plants in the garden. I mean,
here's what you need to do. You need to go to either a hardware store like Lowe's or Home Depot. You know those mats they use when it rains? You know, you put them down over the carpeting. They got these nubs on the bottom that hold to the carpeting.
Oh.
They're runners, right?
Yeah.
What you need to do is go get a couple of those runners, cut them around, put the pointy side up, put that around the garden. That will make it uncomfortable for the dogs to walk there. That's probably the best way to approach it.
Okay.
Now, if that doesn't work, the other thing you can do is you can get a motion-activated sprayer. They have them. All these hardware stores have them. You can put that in the area where your garden is. Whenever the dogs or cats approach that area, the water will squirt just a little bit, keeping them away from your garden. They have the rest of the yard to play in. But the first thing I would do is get some of those runners with the nubby sides. Put those nubby sides up. Very uncomfortable for them to walk on. They'll get the idea. You can have your tomatoes. You can have your zucchinis. And the dogs can have the rest of the backyard.
That's right, because I bought these little fences, and, they're just going
right over. Fences are not the way to go. Definitely try what I suggest. I'm sure it's going to work for you. Don't go in it, because I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you, what are we going to send, Dee? You know, Dee, I am going to send you in Michigan. I'm going to send you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats, the brand new 4-in-1. You'll have the healthiest, best-looking cats in all of Michigan. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. You love animals. Obviously, you're listening to the Pet Show. Let me tell you about an organization that does amazing work that I endorse and I support and have endorsed and supported for over 40 years, and you should do the same. It's called Delta Rescue, and what an incredible organization it is. And my good friend Leo Grillo, who I consider, by the way, an amazing man when it comes to rescuing animals, he's also Delta's founder, says, please, if you can, help them out. They have over 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, horses, and other assorted animals they saved. I want you to help them into the future. That's why I've decided to make a personal bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning, because it will help Delta Rescue give the animals what they need right now, avoid fundraising costs, and provide tax benefits at the same time. Like any good parent, Leo needs to make sure that every single one of the over 1,500 animals, and he took them all up the streets, the forests, the deserts, the woods, they're all abandoned. Never have to worry again. And take it from me, once they get to Delta Rescue, they don't worry again. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com, and they prove every minute of every day that your donation dollars are hard at work. But you may not be ready to make long-range plans. Every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, and horses happy, safe, and yes, loved. Loved for the first time in their entire lives. I want you to go to the website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. I want you to actually see these animals. I want you to read the stories of how they were thrown away and how they were then rescued and brought to Delta. Then give them a call. Write this number down, 661-269-4010. And please ask for details how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning like I did, or just to make a donation. Log on to DeltaRescue.org. I'm telling you, go to the website. You're going to see what I mean. DeltaRescue.org, or call them today at 661-269-4010, 661-269-4010. The animals are waiting, and you can help them at DeltaRescue.org. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
R-O-C-K in the USA. We are back on the Pet Show. We're going to be breaking for the top of the hour. I want you to know it's a great time to give me a call. Usually the phones are jam-packed. I do have a line or two open. So you can give me a call. Write this number down. Everyone that calls and gets through to me is going to get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. I'm not taking the credit. I'm not giving you the gifts. Well, I guess I am, but they're from my sponsors. You know, whether it be Lucy Pet Food, the cat litter, the T-shirts, my copies of my books, hemp seed oil. It makes no difference. We will be giving away to every caller that gets through to me live a gift. And the gifts range from 25 to 35 to 45 to even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. As soon as we come back, write this number down, 877-725-8255. If you have a question about your dog's behavior, your cat's behavior, you don't know what to do because of the 4th of July, your cats and dogs are going to freak out, give me a call. I'll help you out, and I'll send you a gift at the same time. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. If you just want to answer my question, do you believe animals can laugh? 877-725-8255, the phone number. Take a quick break. We'll be right back at you in just a little bit. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
Thank you.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.